This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The things we do for our kids.
Oh, yeah. You sacrifice, right?
Well, look, you'll find yourself in places taking part in things you never knew existed. Mm. And if it makes your little ones happy, well, then it makes you happy.
Okay.
Well, an attempt to make things better for my littlest one did not go as planned.
What happened?
And now every dad listening will understand why the only way to finish this is with revenge against my wife and youngest daughter. You're hanging out in the break room, Ron. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So you can do every kind of hobby and sport with your kids today. Mm. It's legitimately endless. To that point, my 9-year-old, my littlest one, she is a competitive ballroom dancer.
How adorable.
Yes. Now, not to be brag dad, but she's done it for years, and she is, like, really good. It's amazing to watch her.
Okay.
My wife did it in high school and college. My wife is really good at it. She traveled the world doing it while she was in college.
Get the hell out of here.
I would not lie to you.
The world.
The world.
The whole ass world.
Whole ass world. Mm. So my 9-year-old has taken to this thing like a fish to water, and she's now reached the point where she can start traveling to competitions, like, across the country. But there's a problem.
Hey, lucky you.
Yeah, great. The problem...
What's the problem?
...is there are no 9-year-old boys for her to dance with.
Okay.
So she's been dancing with the teachers at her studio when she does the competitions here in Rochester, but they have, like, full schedules teaching other people. They can't go do it,
so travel. She needs a road partner.
You got it.
Okay.
So this comes up after my youngest had a dance competition on Saturday, came home with a couple of trophies. So we're having this discussion about what to do, and I have an idea.
What's that?
I want to be a good dad. I want to see my daughter succeed.
Okay.
And I see a daddy-daughter bonding opportunity.
So what are you going to do?
So I asked my wife and 9-year-old, I go, listen, if I took intense ballroom dance lessons for like 6 months, like if I really got after it, committed myself, could I be Clara's partner for these competitions?
A dance dad?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not something I want to do,
but just like the age and height difference alone, I would think would not work out. So, I don't know. Because usually it always seems like people around the same age that do these competitions together.
Absolutely. But the guy that she danced with on Saturday, he was my height.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there aren't a lot of options here. There are no other options.
So you'll be dance dad.
So I go, look.
That's a big sacrifice, bro.
But I just want her happy.
That's like hours of training.
I know.
That would cut into your own training that you've been doing with the boxing. That's going to suffer.
I just want to see her happy.
Okay.
All right? So I sincerely ask this question to my wife and 9-year-old. And when I was done asking the question, they laughed in my face. And that doesn't even describe what actually happened.
Like, so what did they,
bro, they were hilariously laughing in my face. And I'm not exaggerating. For 5 minutes, they would stop laughing for a second. They would make eye contact with each other. And then they would hilariously lose it again at the idea of me trying to do this for the sake of my daughter.
Well, you don't come across as a graceful person.
I am very light on my feet. I'm like a young Jackie Gleason.
Okay, but you're not great. You don't have the class to do this.
You just made it worse somehow.
You're a clod.
What
you're a great kid.
Offensive thing can I say?
I have rhythm.
But you have clod rhythm.
You have dad rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Which is
it's
a clod
dad rhythm. Because even if every kid knows their dad as being a goof, and you've probably danced
funny
like
dance.
A goof, like you. That's just just the way you are. Yes. Like every dad does his dad dances, and he's a goof.
With the overbite.
So you need to give your daughter a little bit of a pass that she hasn't seen you be serious dad dancer.
My daughter, I understand. My wife.
Well, but you've never learned this for her.
Okay, look. I'm not saying that I know how to do this right now. Yeah. And I understand that it would be a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I said intense, hard training for 6 months.
You'd put in the work.
I would put the work in. I'll do it. I just want to see her happy. Okay. I want her to succeed. And you laugh in my face?
Does she feel that you will embarrass her?
My daughter, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, I would need the opportunity to show her I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Where, like, why wouldn't you give me the opportunity to show? But here's the thing, man.
What?
I put myself out there.
Yeah.
I volunteer to commit myself to this thing.
Hang your dad brain out there.
And look, man, to be fair, I have no interest in any of this. This is all for the sake of my daughter's hopes and dreams. And they laughed in my face.
Yes, and they can. And there's nothing you can do about it.
It is amazing. To that point.
Mm-hmm.
The rules with moms and dads when it comes to sensitivity.
Completely two different animals, man.
Okay. My wife and daughter did this to me. They find it funny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys find this funny.
Yeah.
People listening might be laughing.
They call you funny names.
There you go.
Claude dead.
If the shoe was on the other foot, I would look like a monster.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't laugh. You can't
like if your wife wanted to learn hockey.
Okay, let's put it. Yeah, okay, let's use that. My 11-year-old, my oldest, she plays ice hockey, right? If her team needed a hockey coach for next season, if no one else could do it, and my wife were to say, hey, what if for the next 4 months I commit to intense hockey learning to coach this travel hockey team?
Study the game.
If I laughed in her face, I would be a massive dick.
No, she would high stick you. That should be the first thing she would learn.
No, she wouldn't know that, so she couldn't do that. Yeah.
But your wife would take that seriously.
Why do you think I wouldn't take this seriously?
It's not that I don't believe you would try. But again, I think it goes back to big goofy dad stuff.
Right.
Like even if you do it seriously, you're gonna try to make jokes or like you're
gonna
do something silly.
Everything's a goddamn joke with you, man. You know, you're not always on stage down there at the comedy club. Run your goddamn mouth, making a jerk out of yourself. Here comes Joe Jerk, the dance instructor.
If my wife suggested I will learn hockey to be a coach. It would be a bad idea, but I couldn't laugh in her face.
You'd have to watch her go down in flames and encourage her the entire time because you can't say a word.
Okay, no, I could. Maybe you could gently say this is a bad idea. Go say something like, that could work, but what about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have to be gentle. Why can't my wife and daughter be gentle with me every once in a while? Why can't you women in our lives be gentle every once in a while? Because here's the thing.
What's that?
Wives and daughters complain that the men in their lives are not sensitive and vulnerable enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have this moment of sensitivity and vulnerability,
what happens?
They laugh in your face for 5 straight minutes at the Charbroil Diner in Brighton. It happened in front of other people.
Ooh.
The waitress had to come back because they couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, and you guys go there all the time, so they'll know when you come back, too. That's not good.
Phone number is 222-6000. I volunteered to learn to ballroom dance for 6 months to be my 9-year-old's ballroom dancing partner for these competitions. And when I said that I would take it seriously and commit and be intense about it, and, you know, they laughed in my face.
Sure.
They laughed in my face. So I'm done being sensitive. I'm done being that
guy.
No,
you can't.
What's the point? What's the point, Tommy?
Because they'll make your life a living hell.
Oh, you mean like laugh in my face for 5 minutes?
Yeah. I don't want to give them any ammunition.
I gave them ammunition by being sensitive and vulnerable.
Yeah. Don't give them any more.
Okay, no, but that doesn't mean you're...
And you can't be. You have to be sensitive.
You're contradicting.
You have to listen to the stories. You have to encourage them whatever they want to do. And you have to just take it.
That's literally what I did!
Yeah, but you have to keep doing that.
Okay, and get laughed in my face the entire time.
Yes,
gotcha. Yes, Kimmy, are you paying attention to this? Because you are getting valuable on-the-job marriage training.
I don't know.
He's like, you can tease.
You guys don't understand. Like, the house I grew up in was not this way at all. Like, if my mom ever wanted to try something, my dad would mock her to the point where she didn't want to do it anymore. Like, if we played, like, just horse in the driveway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just shot hoops. My dad would just, like, bully my mom out of wanting to play.
And I understand that. That's most homes that, you know, we grew
up in.
That's
the old school.
We understood the error of our
ways.
That
don't exist anymore.
And it wasn't a good way to live anyway.
No.
Fine, we watched it happen. Mm-hmm. It was uncomfortable, so let's move in a different direction. And ha 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 ha.
Because like your wife can tease you about something, right?
Yeah.
You can't tease her about anything.
No.
You're being mean.
No.
That's mean and it's not funny.
A couple weeks ago, she told me in the car, you know, you joke too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, you need to stop joking so much.
Mm-hmm.
You mean stop being me? Stop. I should stop being me?
You're not on the radio right now. Heard that a bunch.
Look, I know I sound insane.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
I was thinking for a half hour legitimately last night, how can I make this happen? How can I show them you have made it?
Can you do solo dancing?
Well, no, ballroom solo dancing.
I don't know. Can you do that?
I don't want to solo dance.
Yeah, you can solo dance.
I don't want to dance in the first place.
It's ballroom. You have to have a partner.
Yeah.
I was asking if you could perform some kind of solo.
Well, this is a man who's also taking ballroom dance. Yeah, I have taken ballroom dancing,
and I had sucked at it.
Well, maybe you could help.
Yeah, because I'm sure we could. You could
probably.
You and I could hit the road together.
I am not above ballroom dancing with you.
I can't dance, bro. You know I can't.
What are you,
dance.
Phil Collins?
Look at my shoes. These are not ballroom
all
shoes.
All of your shoes are ballroom dancing shoes.
Probably right.
Every shoe you have.
I don't have the loud outfits. I don't have the big flowing shirts.
Okay.
You do have the chest hair, though.
Yes, I do.
I was
that out a little bit.
I was at a ballroom dance competition for 5 hours on Saturday. Yeah. And every man that walked out on the floor looked just like you at work every day. So you're fine. We're
all
good.
Right,
let's
right.
do this
right.
thing.
Hey, we're going to hit the road.
Like, I don't even know what to do from this point. In all sincerity, right? Mm. Like, I don't know what to do from this point forward because, like, there isn't a solution for her. I do want to be active in this whole thing. But then again, Kimmy, to your point, I don't want to embarrass my daughter.
But that's kind of what you want to do.
I don't want to dance.
In a roundabout way.
I don't want to dance. What I'm saying is.
So don't ask me.
What I'm saying is.
Yeah.
I don't know where there has to be a governor for me as a dad to be in this with her, but not embarrass her. And I don't know where that is.
I think it would just be showing up and being quiet.
Yeah, just showing up for the show.
And being quiet.
Well, no, but I can't be quiet. She has to know that I'm like actively excited for her.
No, you don't. Because no kid ever appreciated loud ass dad anywhere.
That's not true.
Yeah, what do other dance dads do?
There's no other kids. It's my daughter, and it's like everyone else is over 35 years old.
Mm.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we go to these competitions.
It's very unique.
She's competing against grown ass people. So, like.
Wait, she's the only kid that does this?
There is nobody within 25 years of her.
Wow.
In these competitions.
Yeah, you got to be quiet because now you're really going to stick out.
Well, no, because like husbands and like friends, they whoop it up for like the adults. Like I'm whooping it up.
Yeah,
for
but
my
that's like adult whooping.
Adult whooping.
You can't be kiddie whooping inside an adult situation.
I whoop.
What do you say? Like,
woo! Yeah!
I mean, do you shout stuff out?
I don't know. Well, see, here's the thing.
Like dance moves?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, you know, my older plays hockey, right? So like I know hockey terms. Yeah. I know what to yell from the stands.
Right.
I don't know any of the terms for dancing. So like when she goes to practice or her lesson, I always tell her, dance hard. I don't know, because I skate hard to my other daughter. Dance hard. I don't know. Is that a thing? Do you dance hard?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound right.
What do you say then?
Because dancing is finesse.
Well, yeah.
You gotta finesse hard? I don't know. That sounds creepy.
Yeah, no, see?
Yeah,
give me something better than dance hard, because I've been saying it for like 3 years now and nobody's corrected me. But I know it sounds stupid every time I say it.
But I don't know what else you say. I don't know what.
See, that's why you got to be quiet.
Go get him.
No, but
go get them dancing on.
No, but like, go get now. I sound like Vince Lombardi.
Get your steps in.
You got to keep it really generic.
Like, that's the other funny thing about being a parent when your kid participates in something it's not of your world.
Mm.
You don't know what to say or how to act when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, again, like, last night I was trying to have her teach me some of the dance moves to show where I could do it.
Okay.
And she was like picking the hardest stuff on purpose. Like, it would take it like.
Getting played.
And she's like speaking in dance language to me. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what these things. Like, I know what you're doing, kid. 9 years old. Think you're smarter than me? Better dancer, not smarter. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.